So the question that arises, the question that we have to ask ourselves, and which perhaps people outside the FWBO also ask sometimes, why is it that the FWBO has lasted? I can remember in those early days, the 60s, the 70s, all sorts of religious groups, movements started up, and I'm sure that most of you haven't even heard the names of those movements, which did in fact fade away. So why didn't we fade away? Why have we lasted? Well, I suppose we could say in just a few words that we've lasted, the FWBO has lasted, because it has a strong foundation. And that foundation is, of course, as we all know very well, our common going for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. But more than that, the edifice of the FWBO doesn't just have a strong foundation, it also has pillars. It also has supporting pillars. It's supported by five mighty pillars, and it's on account of those pillars, as well as on account of its foundations, that it's lasted. It's supported by what I've called the five pillars of the FWBO. No doubt quite a few of you will recall that on the occasion of the 23rd anniversary of the FWBO, I spoke about these five pillars at some length. So what are these five pillars? First of all, there's the pillar of ideas. And then there's the pillar of practices, especially meditation practices, with which in fact we started our movement. Thirdly, there's the pillar of institutions. Institutions like our public centres, our residential spiritual communities, our team-based livelihood businesses, our spiritual friendships. These are all institutions. And then there's the pillar of experiment. We recognise that new situations may require new approaches, so that we have to experiment, try to find out which particular new approach will suit which particular new situation. And finally, fifthly, there's the pillar of imagination, a vision, as embodied especially perhaps in myth and symbol. So these are the five pillars of the FWBO, and it's on account very largely of these five pillars, as well as on account of its foundation in our going for refuge, that the FWBO has lasted all these years. All of these pillars are important. We can't manage, we can't do without a single one of them. But at the moment, I'm concerned just with one pillar. I'm concerned with the pillar of ideas. And as I said 2 years ago in my talk, ideas, in the broadest sense, occupy a very important place in human life, individual human life, collective human life. Sometimes even ideas change history. They change the destinies of nations and of peoples. It's therefore not surprising that ideas should occupy an important place in Buddhism itself, in Buddhist teaching, in Buddhist tradition. Some of these ideas of Buddhism will be familiar to us. Others will be not so familiar. Some of these ideas of Buddhism we may find, or some of us may find, easy to understand, but others we may well find rather difficult even very difficult to understand. And one of the ideas that at least some people have difficulty with is the idea of what I've come to call, what I've come to refer to as the idea of spiritual hierarchy.